All right, it is that time once again. The PGA season never ends. The PGA Championship ends. We've still got plenty to break down in the golf world. I am Ben Raza. This is Odd Chopper, and we are going to find some potential outright plays for the Charles Schwab, another tournament on deck here. I'm going to give you my favorite long shot, my favorite mid-range, and my favorite as well is give you guys some free money for watching this video. Great opportunities out there. Last week, we saw Justin Thomas take down the major, take down the big. Quick turnaround for a lot of these guys, and it's going to be fascinating to see. Of the big names, are these guys ready to play? Are these guys interested in this tournament at Colonial? Or are there big-time long shots to be had? Let's dive into it. If you're hopping into the channel for the first time, hit the like button, subscribe, and here we go. I'm going to start with my long shot. I think that there are some opportunities for triple-digit figures to get in the mix. The guy that I'm going to is CT Pan at 100-1 out there. This is a golfer that I've been on a lot this year. He is someone that has won on tour. He won at Heritage, which is a similar comp course. He's got a number of top fives, including a third place finish at this very tournament just a couple years ago. I look at Pan. He's playing well. He's making cuts. He's made five straight cuts. Tee to green, he's been absolutely fantastic. Positive in eight straight events. And he's 100-1. He doesn't have to lean on his distance here. This is a short, tight layout. If he putts, that's a gigantic if. We could see this is the type of player to get in the mix here. So if you're going to give me 100-1, you're going to give me a lotto ticket. I'm going to take a shot on CT Pan to possibly be a factor in this tournament and maybe cash what would be my best outright of the entire season. Now, if you're taking shots on guys like CT Pan, if you're taking shots to really up the bankroll, then there is no reason not to take the free money opportunities when you find them. And BetMGM has one for us. You can click the link in the description of the video or use the promo code OSPGA. And what you're going to do, sign up for new users, deposit $10 or more, and make a bet on the NBA game. You can take either side. And if either team hits a three-pointer, which I can promise you is going to happen, you are going to get $200 free. You can take that money and you can do whatever you want with it. You want to bet more NBA, more power. You want to bet future CT Pan 100-1 shots in golf, that's more my speed, more power to you. But there is no reason not to take that money and use that promo code or the link and take advantage of what BetMGM is offering. It's an absolutely fantastic deal. It's not going to last forever, and getting that extra money to the bankroll is a huge edge that we have to look at in sports betting. Now, talked about a guy at 100-1. Let's get a little more upside, a little more win equity here. I'm going to go to the mid-range, and I can't believe I get to say I'm going to the mid-range and talk about Tommy Fleetwood at 40-1. I truly don't understand this number. Tommy Fleetwood, to me, should be 40-1 in majors, and I know that the big argument is he doesn't win. He's not a winner. I think that's wildly overblown. Yes, he's had some struggles closing at times. This is a guy with all the talent in the world, and he's coming off a fifth-place finish at the PGA Championship. He gained in all four categories, 8.7 strokes tee to green, gained another 3.5 with the putter. He's made seven straight cuts. What's not to like? I know he's had some ebbs and flows in the game, but against a field strength like this at a track that I don't worry about him at all, to me, this is the easiest number on the board for value. I really like him at 40-1. I know you guys, if you watch and listen and check out some of the articles, I have a one and done article each and every week. It's available on awesomeo.com. I'll give you a sneak peek. Tommy Fleetwood's going to be in that article. I think he has an absolutely fantastic floor, but that doesn't preclude me from putting him in the outright market as well at 40-1. So put Fleetwood on for my mid-range play. And I think that he has a real chance, if he keeps playing how he's playing, to be a serious factor come Sunday here at Colonial. Now, talked about CT Pan at 100-1. I've talked about Tommy Fleetwood at 40-1. Let's look at the top of the board and say, okay, who's the big dog here? Who's the best value of the elite players? Is it Scottie Scheffler? Is it Justin Thomas? He's just going to keep it going. I'm actually going to go to a player that didn't have the best showing last week. I think everyone would call it a disappointment with all the talent that he's had. I'm talking about Victor Hovland, who had a 41st place finish at the PGA. Wasn't immaculate by any stretch. He gained 4.5 strokes tee to green, was flat with the putter, but this is a guy with all the talent in the world. Another guy in great form. He's made six straight cuts, three inside the top 10, a runner up at API. And late in 2021, he broke through for his win on tour. Where was it? It was at Mayakoba. And when you know Victor Hovland, you think, extreme driver, just absolutely dismantling a course. El Chameleon is one of the shortest courses they play, and I think it shows that Victor Hovland actually thrives when he can be a little more technical, when he doesn't have to just rev on the driver at all times. Well, we know at Colonial, this is not a driver-heavy course. There's a lot of ways to attack it, and we've seen guys like Jason Kokrak just last year be very effective with this same strategy. I think that Victor Hovland, he doesn't have to lean on the scrambling, which is clearly the weak link. He has a really good chance to bounce right back, add another win to the mantle here and to the resume. 20-1, that is my favorite outright price of the big names. You're getting like guys like Justin Thomas, Scottie Scheffler, 11 and 12-1. To me, there's a lot more value on that 20-1 for Victor Hovland. So there you have it, CT Pan, Tommy Fleetwood, and Victor Hovland for my outright card. Let me know, is there someone that I'm overlooking in the comments? Who is your favorite outright of the week? And again, make sure to get over to BetMGM. Use the link in the description of this video or OSPGA. For me, for everyone here at Odd Chopper, good luck this week. Enjoy the Charles Schwab, and we will be back next week picking more outrights on the PGA Tour.